Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you scared?
Scared?
Because it's Friday the 13th and Mike is missing! Mike is missing! Where's Mike? That was effective.
No big deal.
No, it's the Oscar and Rob show.
Yes.
Featuring Pony.
Hey, what up?
Starring Pony.
Hey, what up, he says. Look, we've got a lot to get to today. And, of course, Mike is dealing with some family stuff. No big deal. It's nothing urgent, nothing bad. It's just he's got a little Michael.
He's parenting.
For the weekend.
He's parenting.
Alone.
Yeah. And it's crisis.
Crisis. Fellas, I'm doing the show through Thursday because Carla's going away on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you'll have to do the program without me. And then I did the mental math. They said, okay, so you're telling me that you're not doing the show on Friday because you had a son and now that son is being left alone with you.
Well, he didn't know that this was going to happen when he had the son. That was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I was trying to do the math because I was waiting for, oh, little Michael has a doctor's appointment. Oh, I have to go to the doctor. We've played that game before. Oh, I have to do X because it's urgent and I can't move. No, he's just so terrified to watch his son alone that he can't even think about doing the program.
But to be devil's advocate, he's going to make sure the child does not get bitten. This
Thank
is the key
God.
Key priority.
You know what's fun about that conversation is that we had with him earlier this week is that he loves his son so much.
Oh, I know.
And he's so scared of messing it up.
As you say about Oscar, you say he loves so hard.
Yeah, he doesn't want any variables because he wants, it's almost like you have to return. It's probably how I feel, but I'm not the father of this child. How I feel when I'm watching Luca, where I want everything to go right.
Laser focus.
So when I return them to their parents, to my sister, my nephew,
right.
I want no scratches, no dents. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get the full refund when I give him back.
Here's what happened is when you have the baby, you got a rental car, and you didn't sign for the extra insurance. You're not paying the $14 a day. So it's very, very important there's no scratch, there's no ding, and that you also have to return him with at least a half a tank of gas.
On the fan club
Otherwise,
site,
you're paying $6 a gallon.
There's currently a poll, and someone's making it, I imagine, of what the odds are for him to get back to, let's say, end of Sunday when Carlo arrives back in town.
Mm.
Without any dings or half a tank of gas.
No, I think what's going to happen is she's going to come back and little Michael's be taking care of dad. Very, very likely.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So Michael will be back on Monday, but we get to do a show today.
Yeah, we get to do a show for you guys, and we're pleased to do it. Now, also in studio with us is Matthew Bloom, and we have so much to do. I'm not even going to play his series of tapes.
Yeah.
However, I do have a question. Earlier this week, we found out that Rob Ford has got himself a girlfriend.
Yes.
This is true.
And,
barely had to work for it.
Well, he had to move close to the mom's house.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun when he comes in studio so we can really talk to him about
it. I have a tidbit that I can tell you off air, and I don't even know why I'm bringing it up on air.
Ah.
But, I'll write it down for you. I'll write it down for you simply because you need to know this, and then maybe you have a better way of trying to explain it without sharing it.
All right. Well, you write that down this question. When I knew that Rob Ford had a girlfriend, it made me think about all of us. And I know Oscar is in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm married. Mike's married. But we haven't heard about Pony and Tinder lately. Pony, what's the update?
The update is I'm actually working on something else outside of Tinder.
Building an Android?
I don't expect
a real doll?
A real doll. I'm working on the code on a latex woman. No, I didn't expect you to actually, rebuild the code of Tinder. Have you had any successful matches? Have you been swiping right on anything?
I have not been playing with Tinder because there's somebody else that I might be interested in.
Oh.
So they also probably are listening to this show.
Oh,
so
really?
Well, that's
did the
awesome.
Hansons break up?
No.
Stop it.
No.
Those are Pony's neighbors. He has
the swinging neighbors,
threesomes with all
sex
the time.
Sex neighbors.
Yeah, they have spaghetti sex threesome
Wait,
parties.
Wait, a listener? Are you dating a listener?
Not a listener
or are you interested in a listener?
Not a listener, someone that
Why do they listen then if they're not a listener?
Well, they're friends and they've become a listener.
Well, so by saying they're not a listener, it's a lie because now they listen.
Well, yes.
But did the fact that you're part of a happening podcast, did that help ease the process thus far?
You would think, but once people figure out what executive producer really means, they, you know, kind of,
Yeah, when you're in the throes of passion, does this, and I assume it's a woman, right?
Yes.
Does she ever say, can you introduce me to Oscar?
No.
Rob has a good point, though. So you didn't answer how far along you went on Tinder because we never got an update from you.
Yeah, I mean, this is not someone you met on Tinder.
No, it's not. I didn't get too far along on Tinder because I kind of started moving in a certain direction with this person.
I see.
So you got on your horse and went giddy up with this new girl. And how long have you been working on her? Because it's been some time now since you've been on Tinder.
Yeah, 3-4 weeks at least.
Yeah, a little while.
I would say 2 months.
Maybe a year and a half.
I've been hanging out with her maybe once a week or so.
Ah, does she come to your place?
No, I've been going to hang out with her.
Ah,
so you're submissive. I respect that.
That's good.
What? Where do you go hang out with her at?
At her house.
Oh, nice.
Ah, is she close by?
You slept over yet?
No, I haven't.
No?
Not terribly close. Maybe 30 minutes.
Mm. A lot of heavy petting, making out.
No petting. No
heavy petting through the jeans.
So what do you do when you go over there then?
Well, what
if you're
else
not
do
petting
we do,
or making out?
Well, long story short, I think she This is going to be revealing a lot, goddammit.
Okay,
but she used to be part of the anime crew, and then her work schedule screwed. Yeah.
This is one of the chicks that we talked about a long time ago.
So she's into tentacles, and you're into tentacles?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
They found each other.
And you know what? Through all those difficulties, we predicted this so long ago. If it takes about a half hour to get to her house to visit this, and I don't want to overstate it, but let's call her your girlfriend because we don't have a name.
Yeah,
if it
traveling.
Takes you a half hour to get to your girlfriend's house, do you think you could get there quicker if you used mass transit?
No.
As we go full circle to Rob Ford.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
I just say that, you know what? Everybody has motivations in life, and one of the key motivations is to love and be loved.
Yes.
But another great motivation is to keep our planet green. So if while you are, I don't know if we're the worst, but we're certainly in the bottom 10.
Okay, look, I'll say this. Look, I'll just say it.
Okay.
You can't, this is the problem with this show. You can't tell us anything and you can't tell us anything. Expect us not to talk about it on there.
No,
right?
Of course.
I mean, this is not hateful. This is actually quite honorable.
A friend of ours that works on the show, Rob Ford, says to me, hey, I got to ride the bus everywhere because, you know, I have a suspended license for whatever reason.
Wow, that was not written on the piece of paper.
Yeah. he got too many points on his license. You know.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So
that's why it was a two-man march and not a two-man ride?
So that poor man's got to ride the bus everywhere unless it's for work reasons, right?
Oh, he's on one of those.
He's on one of those.
I remember.
So he rides the bus.
Sure.
To see his girlfriend, and I think it is one of the sweetest things ever, because if I had to do that, I wouldn't have a girlfriend.
That's like dating in the 1930s.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So every time we talk, he's doing the bus schedule, he's walking everywhere, I'm like, man, you really care about this chick.
You see, in all this time, I knew about his frequency to use the bus, but I thought it was because he was too cheap to park.
No.
He's too cheap to buy a lawyer.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So what do you think?
I don't think the sign's going to work and giving
by... The sign is wrong. A jingle. A television campaign. The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart.
It's enough. The casino is our main means of income. Not the coffee shop, not the show, the casino. That's what pays all our bills. So if we give everybody their money back, we can't pay our bills. I'm sorry, we can't change our policy.
Okay, play a fun word game with me. This will do it. What do you think of when you think of a hunting lodge?
Hunt.
Yes. What do you think of when you think of a rest home?
Your rest.
So, you see, we're going to associate the Desert Inn with something beautiful. You don't think of anything here now, do you?
Gambling. That's why people come here.
That's
right. They gamble. They want to go to hunting lodges. They go to Wisconsin. They want to rest. They go to New Orleans. They want to gamble. They come to Vegas. That's what it's called, gambling, Las Vegas gambling. You see signs around this town with guys with guns shooting ducks. It's a gambling place. They don't shoot ducks, raccoons, beavers. They come to gamble. That's what we do here. Now, you're a nice guy. You make me laugh and everything. But our policy is we can't give your money back. I'm real sorry. Say goodbye to your wife. I gotta go home.
What about Miracle on 34th Street?
It's a Christmas movie.
Yes, it was. Now, there was Gimbels, who was afraid that if they gave something up, that they would lose. And they wound up benefiting. He was afraid that if he gave to Macy's, he would lose his business, and he didn't. It's the same situation. This costs you nothing. To give us our money back is nothing. You would be the one who would benefit.
Wrong. In that movie, Santa Claus took care of everything. It was Macy's, Gimbels, but Santa Claus came, and he fixed the whole thing. We don't have Santa Claus.
Then we get him.
Who?
Santa Claus. We get him. That's the ad campaign. There it goes. I have the chills. We get Santa Claus. He's the one on the billboard. He hands us our nest egg. We associate for the first time ever Christmas and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, a Christmas place to be.
We're finished talking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios right here in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily for over 5 years, damn near six, at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Today's show brought to you as a lovely service of the Mike O'Mara Show 2016 bonus Woo! Packages. Love it. Woo-hoo! The banner is up. You can buy them now. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for a friend. Because if five episodes a week aren't satisfying your TMOS cravings, you are not alone. And we are here to help. Join the others who have decided to do something about it by subscribing to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Remember, admitting that you want it is the first step to getting what you crave. When you subscribe for a full year of bonus, this is what you get. Full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology, 250 shows at a 25% savings, and it's a great way to support us, your favorite
Very
podcast.
Cool.
This is our fundraiser. This is a big deal. This is our end of year big project. And if you enjoy the show throughout the year, we would really appreciate your support at this time.
Done and done.
It's the TMOS bonus package. It's what you want. And besides, you deserve it. Order it today. It makes a great gift. And all you got to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner.
Mm-hmm.
Pony's going to put flashing lights on it.
That's right.
It's going to look great.
Pony, I now, this all makes sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's all falling into place.
As you are just joining us on the program, we found out that Pony has a love interest. Now, we still don't know if she's interested in him or not, but he's definitely interested in her, which is a step in the right direction.
If you want to play the harp sound effect and go way, way back,
yes.
When we were first getting to know Matthew, and that was one of my favorite segments,
Wasn't it?
To know Matthew, we found out that every Monday night he would have sort of a pasta party, a spaghetti party, and then the Hansons would come over and they'd swing, but there was also girls that would come over and they were all tied together, not literally, but what tied them together was they were anime enthusiasts.
Japanese anime.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we were all intrigued by the girls that were sort of the outsiders, the anime enthusiasts, and we sort of pressed you on it, as I recall. Mm-hmm. And you gave the impression that you were interested in them even back then. And I think this might even date back to when we were in Manassas.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Years ago.
You were interested in them, but you were hesitant to pursue because it was already sort of a unit and there was dynamics.
You didn't want to mess up the crew.
Yeah, the crew. Yeah. I mean, this was this was a guaranteed dinner every Monday night.
In a threesome, you don't make one lover feel more important than the other.
No, exactly. Yes. It's all about
Those
equality.
Are the rules.
That's the rules as Oscar taught them to me.
Pony, what changed, just briefly, as we put a nice capper on this story, what changed that you were able to break the rules, if you will?
Well, she's not able to attend the Monday get-together anymore because of work. So it wouldn't be possibly muddying the waters.
Now, without being horribly specific, what industry is she in? I don't want to ask what her job is, but what is she
Monday nights.
The barista industry.
Ah, coffee. Mm. Very nice.
So her so she works at a coffee shop at night.
Yeah, and apparently she fights the war on Christmas with their red cups.
No, she works at like 4 a.m. On Tuesday morning.
Oh, so she's got to wake up early. Mm-hmm. What time do you guys watch anime to?
We usually watch till about like 10, 10:30.
What's the timeline? Who? Let's say you're hosting spaghetti.
This whole life creeps me out.
I know, but the thing is we talk about these parties and they sound almost wholesome, and then there's the picture of him wrapped in toilet paper. None of it adds up.
Well, that didn't happen there.
Okay, let's say that.
Shower. Okay, look, you're killing me with your answers because they're one words. And I'll say this. You have found some sort of love. Does she know you're interested in her? Have you guys kissed?
No.
Ugh.
Like I said, it's something I'm kind of working on.
So
by working on, you're not working on it. All you're doing is going over and watching movies with her. She's your friend.
I know what he's working, and it's after he gets back home.
Chloroform?
No, it's not chloroform. So how many times have you been at her place, just the two of you, and spent time together?
We're still kind of like hanging out with the group, but. Okay, this sounds terrible, but it's not as bad as it sounds.
I don't know.
We're hanging out, like the whole group is kind of going over there and hanging out on Friday, so it's nice to kind of reconnect and we're able to.
So do you have Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or do you have Wednesday, Fridays now?
Monday, Fridays.
Mm-hmm. But the Wednesdays with her.
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday has to stay home, watch Modern Family, and Fresh
Off
the Boat.
Okay, so you hang out on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to her house.
You got it.
But you hang out with a group.
Yeah, the group.
Do you know what a relationship means?
And I never said I was in a relationship.
Understood. Now settle.
Didn't he intimate to us that it was just him and her watching?
Yeah, he did, kind of. And the thing is you said that if she's no longer a part of the group, that
isn't
going to...
My head hurts.
I know. There's aspirin right there.
Thank you.
I didn't tell you to ask me.
I know.
Whoa, now you're getting hostile. Don't get hostile with us, buddy.
No,
we're just trying to help.
You said that the fact that she's no longer a part of the Monday night group, it's not going to muddy the water. But now there's a Friday night group. So the water's muddy all over again.
Yeah, there's not technically the Monday night group.
Okay,
because
it's
not on Monday.
Let me clarify,
please,
for everybody listening right now. If you just tuned in, maybe to KCJJ, and you're wondering what the hell is going on the radio,
or if you've listened to all of this and, like me, you don't know what's going on.
We asked our wonderful executive producer, Pony Boy, how's love life is doing. He said, I'm not on Tinder because I have a new love interest. And we said, okay.
He's working on something.
Yeah, he's working on something, right? And then he said, he basically intimated to us that he has a one-on-one night with a girl and he watches Japanese anime with her.
Right.
And we thought that one-on-one weekly night that he has with this young lady is him producing a cornerstone to a relationship. That's why we kept on asking him, is there heavy petting? Is there making out? Is there anything like that? And then when we finally went around the long way, not the wrong way on the beltway, to get to what is actually happening, nothing is happening. The same thing was happening on Monday is now happening on Friday night because she's got to work in the morning. She can't handle Monday night.
I would say we got to first base via third base, but he's not even on first base. So it's not a good analogy.
You're working on something by doing the same thing you were doing before, nothing.
I wouldn't say nothing, but it's...
Are you pouring on the charm?
What are you doing to pursue this young lady?
I don't even know. I don't really know exactly how. I guess flirting more.
Yes.
I
mean, okay.
Good.
Tangible.
There you go.
Tangible.
Now,
how do you flirt?
Yes.
I don't. I mean, you just kind of joke around and stuff. I mean,
okay. Pretend I'm your anime friend. Let's call her Susie.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Susie Cho.
Hi, Pony. I'm sorry we can't hang out on Mondays anymore. How's your day going?
I'm doing just great, Gingy.
Because it's the gingerbread.
I'll be Gingy. That works.
Right. Oh, Pony. Oh, you know, I see you all the time. Sometimes you're lurking at me like a serial killer. Do you like me?
Hey, yeah, that's right. How you doing tonight?
Oh, God.
Oh,
see,
never mind.
This is not this is the worst. I hate this so much.
No. We really, this is, you're going to benefit from this.
This is actually going to be something positive for you.
Okay, now let me ask a question. Before we get back to the flirting, there are, on the Friday night sort of, you know, I guess, offshoot, spin-off anime group, how many people are there? Are the Hansons there?
Yes, yes. Okay. I'd say there's probably about five
people. These people work? Yes. Do they have lives?
They do.
Yeah.
But the question is, let's complicate it in like an episode of Friends. Do the Hansons know what you want from Susie or Gingy? Do they know Gingy. That you have a crush on Gingy?
They do.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does Gingy know that you are steamed up for her?
Well, she will probably today.
Oh, well, you see?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you this. If she is listening, you could do a hell of a lot worse. I adore this guy. He is thoughtful. He is smart. And what you may interpret as creepy is actually devotion.
Thank you.
You'll have to make the first move. The man got off Tinder without even realizing what Tinder did because he saw you. He walked away from what is basically a vault full of punani and said, no, I don't want you free sex. All I have to do is swipe right. I don't want you. I want the girl that doesn't show up on Mondays anymore but shows up on Fridays and still doesn't know I like her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That eerie stare that creeps you out.
Yeah.
What that is eye contact. That's flirting. That's flirting from Matt Bloom. And
he loves your anime socks. They really turn you on.
Yeah.
Turn them on.
Yeah. You know, there's got to be a Comic-Con going on somewhere this weekend.
Oh, my God.
It was last
weekend.
I'm
so beat down.
But, you know, we got to the bottom of it.
God bless you, Pony.
Yes, indeed.
God bless you.
We wish you all the best.
Thanks.
We really, really do. And I think that you're going to have a great weekend.
Yeah.
You meeting up tonight?
Fantastic.
You meeting up tonight?
Most likely, yes.
Now, one last question, and this is what has really been sort of stewing at the bottom of my head. The Hansons are arguably your best friends, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, by the way.
The couple that, by the way, if you ever meet them, and this is so inside, but we apologize. Have you ever met the couple that looks like brother and sister?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Geez. The Hansons are that couple. They look like they should be related.
The movie The Fault in Our Stars?
Yes. Perfect.
Where the romantically. Look too much
now,
alike.
There are no tubes from Mrs. Hansen coming out of her
no,
nose.
No, she's perfectly
no
healthy.
No oxygen tank.
She's perfectly healthy, but they are beautiful people.
The leads in The Fault of Our Stars, if you have kids, you probably watch it, or if you're dating a younger woman like I am, you probably watch it.
Yeah, if you have a daughter, I've seen it.
The love interests look like siblings.
They look alike.
Yeah.
They look like they're the same person. It's like it's a
like
chilling,
fraternal twins?
Yeah. It looks like a chilling dual role. So, but the Hansons, we've met them. We've had them on the show. They're great people. But the thing that troubles me, they're your best friends. They know that you like this girl. Why can't they all of a sudden have something some conflict come up on Friday night so they're not at the meetup and it gives you some one-on-one time?
Yeah, why don't they do you a solid and just you and
God
Gingy
knows, you've been
hook
making
up.
Them. You've been making them meatballs for 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, something like that may or may not already be planned.
Oh,
whoa! Fantastic.
Rommel.
I am so glad
you
I brought it up.
Magnificent bastard.
I read your book.
Because now we have revealed every secret, every arrow in his quiver has been revealed.
Is chloroform in the equation?
Isn't it great?
Again with the chloroform?
Yeah. I've seen the rags in back of Pony's trunk.
Yeah, if he wants her to fall asleep, all he has to do is strike up a conversation.
Oh, stop.
It'll be fine.
Hey, remember, Pony, you're strong. You've got a great job. You've got great friends. You are the catch.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You absolutely are.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
And appreciate
it. So uncomfortable right now.
Yep.
Yes.
I could so easily go to commercials, but let's just hold up for one more second and tell you this. Pony, if this weekend isn't everything you hoped, Oscar and I will gladly write you a letter of recommendation.
That's f***ing great.
We'll enumerate all of your strengths.
Nice.
All right. Well, Pony's feeling the love on Friday the 13th. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about wacky superstitions because I don't even know if Oscar's a superstitious guy. I'll find it out after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Let the spinning
wheel spin. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
And I am the director, Eric von Stroheim.
On tomorrow's episode of the show, Rob Spiewak is here.
We love Rob.
All Also, we talk about squirrels in the walls.
Why?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Wait till you hear about it.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Be sure to listen. It's the Tony Perkins Show. Check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Yeah, the show drops tomorrow, I believe. And they were very, very gracious. I got to sit in for Rob Ford.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
It was a lot of fun.
Where was Rob Ford? Oh, he was moving with his new girlfriend.
Do you think he was allowed to drive the truck?
No.
Horrible thing to say. Oh, my God. It all makes sense.
Yes.
Let's think about that while we think about Cameron Hughes Wine. Yum.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Cameron Hughes Wine, chwine.com. The best wine comes from the best vineyards. We've been telling you about Cameron Hughes Wine for a very long time, and you have responded beautifully. Our listeners love Cameron Hughes Wine. They allow you to drink the exact same wine that you find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less. How much? 40 to 80% less. Cameron Hughes recently received two of the top three spots for top value Cabernet from Wine Spectator, not to mention hundreds of gold, double gold, and platinum medals. This wine is a sure thing for the holiday season. Cameron Hughes only delivers the best wine, so your friends, family, and co-workers will be terribly impressed, darling. Why serve mediocre wine to your guests or yourself when you can serve fantastic wine at a fantastic price? If you're like me and you use Cameron Hughes, you're going to be a better wine consumer. Cameron Hughes is available nationwide, but we convinced Cameron to make this exclusive online offer for our listeners. Free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew, a $25 value. These wines are already a great deal, and this offer makes it a no-brainer. The only way to get free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew is to go to chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Don't wait! This deal won't last. I want you to go online and order some today. chwine.com.
Back with the Mike O'Mara Show. It is indeed Friday the 13th. Are you a superstitious guy?
I would say yes to a certain extent because as a kid we had some weird superstitions.
Now, do you think you brought those over on the boat or did you learn them here in the shores of America?
It was definitely on the boat.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, unless they're American and I don't know.
Okay. Like, can you think of one offhand?
And this is maybe not a superstition, but I feel like every time I drive by a church, I do the sign of the cross.
Okay, well, that's
is that Catholic guilt?
No, I think it might be a little bit. My kids do the thing where they hold their breath when they drive by a cemetery.
I don't like when I'm walking on the street. Say you and I are walking down the street.
Sure.
And there's a telephone pole.
And you're getting away from me because there's a telephone walk so much faster.
Pole we're walking up on, and maybe for some ungod reason, bad planning, set it right in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yes.
I don't like us having to split.
Yeah, then that's also politeness, I think.
Is it?
I think it is.
But I thought the superstition is that you will be... in the future, you've led, like, it creates some sort of split.
A rift.
A rift.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that one thing that you and I share, and it is a superstition, it's like the equivalent of knocking wood when you say something that could happen.
Yeah.
But we've simplified it to don't get happy. And really, don't get happy is knocking on wood. And that's sort of.
Because we don't want to mess it up.
An unofficial motto on the show. If things are going good, we don't really focus on it because we don't want to ruin it. But here I have a list. I hold in my hand a list of some of the otter superstitions. And some of them I've heard of. Some of them I haven't. Some of them are not from here. Some of them are for. We've all heard of this one. A black cat crossing someone's path.
Yes.
It's considered bad luck.
I feel the same way. If a black cat darts, then there's one that lives in my neighborhood.
Yes.
That's an alley cat.
Yes.
And it darts across my car all the time. Like, oh, great.
Not great.
What a day.
Yeah, it's ruined. Everything ruined.
This effing cat.
And now, do you know about tetraphobia?
Oh, no.
Tetraphobia has nothing to do with fitting blocks together. tetraphobia is, in Chinese culture, the number 4 is considered bad luck.
But no, the number 8 rules.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Did you remember that from when you were in China?
When I was in China, Ni hao. They said everything ended with an 8, and if you negotiate with an 8 in the number, they would be more likely to close the deal with the 8 in the number than
really?
The other number. Yes.
Wow. I 8's my favorite number. So
and in San
good.
Francisco, where they have a really the historic Chinese population.
A lot of Asian culture there. Yeah.
When you see houses for sale, even if you look today, a lot of the houses, instead of 99, end with 88.
Really?
The sale prices.
That means they've lost 11 cents. That must drive certain people crazy. In Japanese culture, 4 and 9 are both considered bad luck.
4 and 9.
So I guess they don't root for the San Francisco football team.
49ers.
Exactly. In Japanese culture, maternity wards are often numbered 43, are never numbered 43 because it can literally mean stillbirth.
Ooh.
Creepy, right?
Code 43?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. The number 13, of course, is considered bad luck on our shores, and that is the fear of the number 13, triskaidekaphobia.
Why do is that why they don't build a 13th floor in buildings?
That is why they leave them out. Yeah.
Don't you think that somebody should just build it?
If yes. you build it, they will come.
Like you're losing a floor.
Well, no, you're not.
There's still the same number of floors. They just skip a number.
What about, do you think that somewhere, like at the Otis Elevator Company, there's a huge box of 13s?
Well, I feel bad for them.
Well, no. I think it's just tradition. And I think I have seen 13th floors in buildings before. I think I have. But it's not common.
At the Marriott in College Park, where I stay every weekend, it feels like, no 13th floor.
Really?
And I'm like, well, it's this building was probably built in the 1980s. Imagine they could have gotten over this by now.
Yeah, true. And today, of course, Friday the 13th, that's considered bad luck. And I think, I'm just guessing here that I think I remember this, that they say that Christ was crucified on a Friday that was the 13th.
I'll take your word for
it. Okay, so let's go with that as fact. Number 17 is bad luck in Italian culture. Opening an umbrella indoors.
Oh, that bothers me. That bothers me.
That used to drive my grandparents crazy.
And
shut that thing.
In my condo, Shannon, when we have the groceries, or she has, I should say, she can't hold the umbrella and the groceries at the same time and close it. Like, like if she just walks up with the umbrella open, drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm saying, we're inside.
No.
Hello.
Is she still traveled by umbrella like Mary Poppins
does? No.
I didn't think so. Of course, bad luck to fail to respond to a chain letter. If you were to ever read, if you were ever to find your doppelganger, someone who looks just like you, in certain cultures, bad luck to see him. It is a harbinger of bad luck. So if you see someone who looks just like you, bad things are going to happen.
I never thought about that.
So if you're walking down the street and saw, say, George Clooney.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Look out. Yeah. Walking under a ladder.
Walking under. Yes, that bothers
me.
That's an old one. And by the way, these days, I never understood. You have to be really short to walk under a ladder.
That's true.
Because, A, you're just not just walking under the actual wood of the ladder. You're walking under the little A-frame that's there. So you got to duck down, right?
Exactly. Especially if it's a step ladder. Yeah. Remember, the top step is not a step.
Not a step.
Not a step.
A lot of these are common sense things. I mean, that's clearly safety.
Yeah, but I won't walk under a ladder.
No, see, that's a safety concern.
Well, because you're going to get a paint bucket on your head.
Or bad luck.
Well, the real basis of that, though, is because the leaning ladder makes a triangle with the building, right? And it's apparently splitting the Trinity. And again, it goes back to religion. And that's where the bad luck comes from.
I hate being religious.
Catholic guilt for Oscar.
Catholic guilt.
How about this? According to Eastern cultures, spitting in public is bad luck, as the spit may land on invisible spirits who, in response to the disrespect, will definitely place a curse on the spitter.
I wonder why the economy's going bad.
well, yeah, but everyone's so hydrated because nobody's spitting. Do you know it's bad luck to hang a horseshoe upside down?
No.
Because the luck will run out.
Aren't they always upside down? I feel like...
Well, no, they go up like a U.
Ah, so you don't want the opening of the horseshoe facing the floor.
That's right. That way the luck will fall out. Okay. I have a horseshoe in my house.
Got it.
And I hung it
right. In Asian cultures, if you have... jade is very important, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have a... I forget what it's called.
I've seen some of her movies. She's excellent. Very good.
They have a little plant. It's almost like a money plant. And the money plant has to be facing inside your house, like away from the door.
Really?
Because, or else if you have the money plant in with their superstition, and this I found this out on one of the tours.
Yeah.
If it's facing the door, you're pushing your luck and your money to your neighbors.
Yeah, it's flowing out. It's feng shui, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. And so if it's facing in, the money, you're stealing money from
your
neighbors.
Your money stays in.
Very good. You know what my grandfather always said, Big Daddy, if you stir your coffee with a fork instead of a spoon.
Oh, my mom hated that too.
It makes you mean.
What?
He said if you stir your coffee with a fork.
I thought that was a foreign thing.
I don't know. Maybe he's foreign. Too late
now. That's
pretty
cool.
Bad luck, of course, to break a mirror. 7 years bad luck. Placing chopsticks in a bowl of food sticking upward is bad luck.
Now, I know this one.
You
do. It's generally in Japan, you make an offering of rice and you stick the incense in the rice bowl. So when you put the chopsticks in, it looks like you're imitating an offering. So it's insulting to ancestors.
Don't do that with your kimchi.
That's right. Keep that in mind on the date tonight, Pony. That'd be good. It says here a $2 bill is unlucky. I did not know that.
Don't
at
people
all.
Collect $2 bills?
Yeah, I have some at home. Big yeah. Daddy loved $2 bills.
Yeah, $2 bills are fun.
Yeah, and also really, you can really piss people off because there's never a slot for them. If you pay for something with a $2 bill, they got no place to put them.
Oh, they put it underneath the register.
They have to, exactly. Shoes on a table are bad luck, as are...
I think, in general.
Yeah, that's, again, common sense. Yeah.
And a hat on a table is bad luck.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's just the tradition of
table.
If you put a hat on a table. Now, Robert is a big... you had a word for it. He's a shoe guy. A shoe enthusiast?
Yes.
He could like...
Sneakerhead.
Yeah, he has got, like... right now, like 10 pairs of sneakers that he loves, and he cleans them. If he would clean his room the way he cleaned his shoes, the house would be great. But he will clean his shoes and put them on the kitchen counter, and nothing makes me blow up. I say, guys, we eat food.
Yeah.
Don't put shoes
here. You know what would work? A good beating.
Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Never do it again.
Or maybe I take a Sharpie to one of his favorite pair of Nikes.
Hey, I thought the white would look good with some matte black marker.
Look, I signed it for you.
Yeah.
Bad luck to light 3 cigarettes on 1 match.
I know.
You hear the phrase?
I know that one too.
Well, shocking.
Sorry, chimney.
I know you want to tell it because it's...
No, you do because you're the guy who smokes.
Well, essentially, in I believe it was World War I, when they were in the trenches, there were snipers watching them. And if you had the match lit long enough to light 3 cigarettes, they would zoom in on you.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was because...
You make smoking sound so cool. It's not.
Actually, that's
the story.
That's not the reason it gives here. It says 3 on a match is bad luck because smoking gives you cancer.
Oh. I like that one better.
A little bit of
the simplest explanation.
Do you know what word is bad luck to say inside of a theater?
Fire.
Illegal.
Fire.
No, bad luck if you're backstage to say the word Macbeth.
Why?
It's just an old theater tradition.
What about break a leg?
Break a leg is actually...
better than good luck.
It is because that's like the don't get happy thing. It's the opposite of good luck. Break a leg. Ravens are bad luck. Sorry about that, Baltimore. Spilling salt is bad luck.
Oh, I have that problem. I'll throw it over my shoulder.
I do that. A hanging picture falling from the wall... is a harbinger of bad luck. You ever had a picture
fall? Carrie.
I know. It happens all the time. These are two that I don't get, and these are the last two I have. Giving a pocket knife as a gift is considered bad luck.
I think that's... I've never heard that before, but if that is... why?
I have no idea, and it doesn't offer any explanation. It was a tradition.
Got a touch of modern. They're having some good luck.
Three or four
There's knives everywhere.
In my family, when we had our first communion gift was a Swiss Army knife. Because it's a way of showing that you're a little more responsible. And, you know, you get a knife because you're getting older.
Did you ever have this thing? When I got my Swiss Army knife, I remember as my brother got one as well.
Sure.
I didn't know enough about the tools that came in the Swiss Army knife. I would just pull them out and stare at them and say, well, I guess one day I'm going to need this.
Yeah, exactly. There was one that was, it would come out, and I think it might have been a leather punch, but it came out and it was just a pointy thing. And it wasn't sharp like a knife.
Dull.
Yeah, it was dull.
Yeah.
And I never knew. I tell you what I love, though.
I still, and this is going to be embarrassing, but I still don't know what half the things do on a Swiss Army knife.
I tell you what I love, the scissors. Swiss Army knife scissors. Little guys.
What am I going to cut with this? A leaf? That's been sitting in the sun for a week?
And cut a leaf with my Swiss Army knife. However, I do know this, that if you ever have trouble in the military opening a bottle of wine, call the Swiss Army. They are definitely.
I knew what a corkscrew was, but half the other things like, thanks, Pop.
Now, this is related, and this is the last one. It says it is bad luck to close a pocket knife that was opened by someone else. That has sort of a creepiness to it.
I always give it to somebody else because I was scared as a kid of closing the real sharp knife.
Yeah.
And kind of even with box cutters, like professional box cutters.
I worked with one for years in the grocery store.
Yeah. So I had, this was embarrassing. I had one in my backpack at all times.
Sure.
Because we get packages all the time, right?
Right.
And one of the guys at Earthwalk.
And you weren't doing a lot of, you weren't spending a lot of time at the airport.
No.
So it was okay to run around with a box cutter.
A lot of guys at Earthwalk said, because I get all my packages delivered there sometimes, and they always see me use my keys. Like, no. Here's a knife. Here's a professional box cutter.
Right.
Keep this with you at all times, right? Because I'm always like finding a key and tearing things up, and the key's not good enough, so I got to find something else. I'll use a credit card. So they gave me one. And I was like, this is cool. Thanks, man. And I had one in school, and I'm grabbing my computer, and the thing just buckles, like it just stumbles out of my backpack in front of everybody in a big classroom full of professionals, and they're like, "Well, he's Latin. He's got a box cutter. He's got a beard. Why does someone just walk around with one of those?" And then I had to do the old soft shoe dance, like, "Oh, I get a lot of Amazon packages, and I figure this is the most efficient way, and I don't know why I have this with me. This is awkward." And my sports coat.
Yeah, I still keep a straight razor blade in my desk for opening packages. Not entirely
a
safe.
Straight
like,
razor
you know,
blade?
Like the kind of blade that you would have used to cut tape at a
radio
station.
I get it.
I do believe that one of the gifts...
Just cutting coke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just keys of coke.
I do so much blow. It gives me energy. But one of
Julia, can you bring me Dad's mirror? If you don't mind.
That's why the picture fell off the wall.
Daddy needs a bump.
That's right. But that's one of the gifts that WJFK gave me when I left. Case of razor blades.
Razor blades.
Give me these damn things.
They give you a lot of gifts.
Well, you know what? Very giving company. CBS and I had a great parting, but then didn't we all?
Not me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They gave me dick.
I was, you didn't take enough, though. That's a problem.
No, I didn't even get severance.
That is truly bad.
Mulan, son. Good try.
Yes. They're the only people that the termination agreement said, good try.
Yeah. You want to be a hip-hop DJ? You don't?
So long.
Later.
Laters. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. Oscar has something cool to talk about. For all you foodies out there, you're going to dig this.
Yeah.
And we'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. I was running late this morning, Oscar. I didn't have a chance to shave my head. Bad news.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I'll be on it tomorrow.
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our good friends at Harry's. Have you heard about Movember? Movember is the month that men grow mustaches to raise awareness and money for men's health issues. Whether or not you participate, you should know this. Harry's is the official razor partner for Movember. So thank you, Harry's, for supporting the Movember Foundation. Just another reason that Harry's is the best. Harry's makes shaving a pleasure. I love jumping in the shower with my little shower mirror and using my beautiful Harry's razor every single day. Harry's gives me a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face, and I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. How do they do it? Well, they were started with two guys with a passion for the best shaving experience. They buy a razor factory in Germany, and those razors have been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. We love Harry's. Get the starter set, razor handle, 3-blade cartridges, and your choice of shaving cream or shaving gel. Only $10 with the code TMOS. Go to harrys.com right now for this special offer just for our listeners. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first purchase. That's HARRYS.com and code TMOS, the best.
Thank you, Mike. Now then, you were telling me something about, it was something to do with baked goods.
Listen.
I'm all ears.
I'm not really a foodie, but I am into entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm. This surprises anyone who's listened to the first 41 minutes of the show. However, this is true.
The wonderful thing and one of the coolest aspects of being on this show,
right,
and also working in radio overall, is you get to meet people from all walks of life and all types mm-hmm. of really backgrounds as far as business is concerned.
That is true. As a matter of fact, let me plug the fact this afternoon when the bonus show drops, I was thinking about this on the way in today, that a guy who worked on the boat, the Edmund Fitzgerald, the one from the Gordon Lightfoot song, he worked a year before the boat sank.
Yes.
So, I mean, he literally cheated death. He lives now in Virginia and listens to the podcast every day. He reached out and talked to us on the. It's an amazing interview. Don't miss the bonus
truly
show.
Truly compelling.
Riveting.
But the thing that was so amazing is you really do, when you're in this business, it is one of the coolest blessings about it. You get to meet people from everywhere.
Yeah, and what's also fun is that you get involved in different projects. And I want to say 3 years ago now, the original regulars that I filmed with Tanner Cooley.
Yeah.
One of the producers on that show who, and you can tell when people really have their S together.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. they're impressive and they run a tight ship.
You don't see a lot of it around here, but yeah, you do. Yes. You can see it sometimes.
My friend Libby Richmond, I can use her full name.
Right.
She was one of the producers on that program. And if you saw that pilot, you really know what I'm talking about as far as a solid project, but something you'd be
slick.
Proud of to show your friends,
very
right?
Very slick, yeah.
She's part of a new production company, and she reached out to me and said, look, one of the best aspects and parts of our friendship is that I know you have a phenomenal reach, and I know you love this business.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of the show Cake Hunters? And I said, no, but I watch a lot of reality television. Let me tell you,
yeah.
I know House Hunters. And she said, it's like House Hunters, but for cakes. And
oh, wow.
I said, if you've ever seen Cake, so if you haven't seen Cake Hunters, House Hunters, you go, they have a couple usually that's looking for a house. And throughout the program, they look at three different houses.
Right.
And at the end of the program, they show you which one they decided on getting, right?
And the people that are selling the house, it is their responsibility to sell the product to the couple.
Yes. And what's great about this area is that Discovery Channel is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of productions that go on around here. And they are casting, and this is great for our audience because everybody has different events.
Yes.
They are casting potential people to appear on Cake Hunters because they're filming 4 of the 8 episodes here in the D.C. area.
So to be clear, you don't have to bake a cake to be on this show. You just have to need a cake.
You need a cake?
I need a cake.
Yeah.
They can help you find the right cake.
Man,
and
you
can be on TV. Huh.
What if, I don't know if the story would be compelling enough, but what if I just sent an application and they say, why do you need a cake? Is it because I'm fat? Could I be on just for being fat?
No, I don't know if that's the case. I'll read you what she sent me,
okay,
all right?
Okay, please, please.
They're casting for Cake Lovers, which is a new show on the Cooking Channel.
Right.
And they're looking for couples or families or, you know, friends ages 25 to 45. So you just made it, right?
I just made it. But they're going to ask to see my ID.
Who are planning big events together between December 2015 and April 2016. It could be a wedding, engagement, party, anniversary, milestone, birthday, etc.
Cool.
And if you're looking for the perfect cake for the event, they'll introduce you to 3 of the area's finest cake designers who each will prepare a custom design. So you get to choose. They'll do the work for you. And then they'll follow the creation that they've chosen and reveal it at your big event. And they'll follow you from the beginning of the process to the end. Sounds like a lot of fun. The email is cakehunterscasting@gmail.com. Again, cakehunterscasting@gmail.com. And you just have to email them all the details, who's attending, and what you need the cake for.
How great would that be? Let's say you're planning, mm-hmm. say, like a 40th wedding anniversary for someone. Not only do they get the most amazing cake, but the anniversary is captured for the TV show.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the cool part. And also, it would be a real thrill to see any of our listeners
yes.
on that show.
Mm-hmm.
The
right?
TMOS-themed cake.
Yeah, let's create an event. Create an event.
That'd be so great.
Hey, Mike's moving to a new city. Let's get a cake that looks like the city from Google Earth of where he's moving. And then let's hope that his Verizon signal is going to be strong enough in the complex he moves in.
We could get, you know, we could make a little modem out of icing.
Yeah, yeah. And the little pin yeah. could be a cherry,
yeah.
right? It drops right onto the map.
The Skype logo.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Skype. We will not be a Skype cake. I can assure you that.
A Skype cake that once in a while has different layers of stability. Thinking of stability.
No, that would be so cool. The fact yeah. that you could have an event like that. And anytime
don't
you,
need anything? Are your kids graduating in April? When do kids graduate?
Right. Well, it would be June.
Okay.
And they are not graduating.
What about birthday?
Oh.
How do we get the show involved with cake mm-hmm. lovers?
Yeah, okay. I can't do birthdays.
Or cake hunters.
My birthday's in March, but it's the 45th. That's not really a milestone, is it?
Ah, no. It'd be 50. Pony, you got anything?
Cake and cookies. Cake.
Oh, whoa. Now we're really thinking.
This is something good. With cake and cookies. And by the way, I was going to mention this earlier. I have a house guest this weekend. Katie is coming in town because she does not have a jaw surgeon in Savannah that she trusts.
I'm not shocked by that.
Well, you know, yeah, it doesn't. I don't think a lot of the
Savannah, Georgia, known for jaw surgeons.
Well, what happens is
not
when you
all.
Have a city that is mostly known for having what ghosts and open container laws,
yes.
the medical community does not prosper. Mm-hmm. So she's farmed it out. She's flying up tonight and spending a few days at our house.
Whoa!
And yeah, well, you know, Carrie will be there, so we'll see.
Staying at your house?
Yeah.
Well, you've stayed at her house.
We have. And also the thing is that after her surgery, which is on Monday, it's not just like gas or anything. They're going to put her out. It's general anesthetic.
Yeah. Oh.
And so Carrie is going to actually be her care advocate and drive her to and from.
Does her husband, is he coming up?
Dan Von Herman?
Yes.
No, he's not. He's staying down there with the dog.
So it's just you.
Well, yeah,
and her.
And Carrie.
Drugged.
And drugged. It's true.
When is Cake and Cookies cake anniversary?
The cake, when was our first show? I think we're coming up on our second anniversary. I would have to check.
But is
Pony,
it within the
chance?
Window?
Can you I'll look take a look, yeah.
See when our first show posted. Mm-hmm. Seems to
you
me.
You could actually make a wedding cake and instead of your yes. your given spouses.
Yes.
It could be of you and Katie Forbes.
Yeah, it would be just a really tiny
me. A cake and cookies. Wedding cake. Anniversary.
It would be a cake with a really tiny me yeah. and an actual size Katie.
See, the joke is people.
She's tiny.
She's tiny.
I'm talking small.
And Rob is tall.
I do believe our first show posted like in February. Mm. Like January, February.
See, that's what you got to think about. You could actually promote Cake and Cookies.
Yes.
And also get on Cake Hunters.
And they would love
though,
it.
Though, it would be really weird if the host is like, or no, the narrator is like, Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman have been friends for years, and they're looking for a wedding cake, but they're not married. You see, well, they do a podcast called Cake and Cookies.
No, this is you got to write it okay, this okay. way. You would say they're looking for a wedding cake. They're married, but not to each other.
And it slowly pans to your spouses. Mm.
Exactly, yeah. Looking very dissatisfied. Hey, and you know what? I don't know. Have you ever been to a wedding where they have like the really fancy wedding cake and then sort of like a novelty groom's cake?
Yes.
What we do is,
isn't that, do they usually have a groom's cake and the wedding cake is really for the woman, right?
I think maybe the groom's
the
cake
woman.
Is at the
caveman.
Jesus.
The bride.
The bride.
I think,
the bride.
I think maybe the groom's cake is oftentimes used at the rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
But the groom's cake would be for Dan and Carrie. Just some
oh,
plain
that
sheet
would be
cake.
Some serious bit. That would be a yeah. serious bit.
Yeah, but if you have an entire well-regarded podcast that actually has the word cake yes. in the title, celebrating our anniversary, and then if we are chosen, then we'd book a space and we'd have all 15 listeners come out.
By the way, this isn't really subject to just DC listeners, so I know we have a national audience.
Sure.
So if you're listening, again, just for context, the email's cakehunterscasting@gmail.com.
It's a very organic show, and there's no reason they can't change plans if you have a really dynamic story.
Also, you know what I also thought would be cool? And we're talking about Star Wars all the time now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that for Chad's birthday a few years ago, I had Marissa, Todd's girlfriend,
yes.
make a Millennium Falcon cake.
Nice.
And it was so much fun to do and
how
and,
long
and
did
watch.
It take it to run the Kessel Run?
And just a lot of themed cakes would be cool to see.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I love watching this. I don't like the shows that where they have to like use fondant and all of their amazing ingredients and the cakes all crumble at the last minute.
Yeah.
The ones that that have a time element make me nervous. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just a high-strung guy. I don't like the time element. And I know it's a reality show, so I'm sure that they're not as last minute as they appear on television.
What do wedding cakes, what are they made of usually?
Well, I think...
Can you decide anything?
Yeah.
Money.
They're made
they are expensive.
Of money. I think our wedding cake, if I remember, was a three-tiered wedding cake. The top tier was the one that you saved, you froze, and you ate it on your anniversary. Mm-hmm. It was tiny, like maybe 8 inches.
Okay.
Then there was the second layer that was, and we didn't have it on like stilts or anything. It was just a stack of cakes.
Okay.
There was a spice cake layer with Ooh. A cream cheese frosting, and then the main layer was vanilla with, I think, raspberry in it.
Oh, you really mixed it up.
Yeah. And because
I like that. I didn't know you could do that.
Because, you know, wedding cake can actually be, like, bland. I mean, it can just be sweet, sweet, white,
do
sweet.
Do people have ice cream cakes with wedding cakes?
In the northern climates.
Okay.
I would think
is
that...
Is that a silly question?
No, I don't think you could really do it, because the problem is that the wedding cake is usually on display.
Yeah.
When you come
reception.
Out. So unless you're, like, with Mr. Freeze... Victor Freeze's
Can
wedding.
Can you imagine having somebody happen to go over there and blow like a
oh, like liquid nitrogen?
Yeah, every 5 minutes during the reception because you were the jerk that wanted ice cream cake.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
Right? Only
Robert is big on ice cream cakes, but I don't think they do ice cream cakes for weddings. I don't think it would be possible.
What's the coolest cake you've ever seen?
The coolest cake I ever saw was actually for a big, one of the gimmicky weddings we did, and I don't even remember the it might have been the 50 gay couples wedding we did for the Michael the Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Where they took out a ballroom and we married 50 gay couples, I think.
And it was a big cake, clearly.
But it was one that there was a center cake that was tall. And I'm talking like 5 or 6 feet.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 3-foot cakes on either side.
Whoa. Jeez.
But here's the deal. They were connected with bridges.
Yeah.
And there was people. I mean,
oh,
it was
cool.
Like it was like a escape. It
that
was like a whole
cool
thing going on. But it was massive. And I remember watching them set it up, and they're pulling out sticks and lifter things and platforms.
It's art, right?
It is art. It's mm-hmm. amazing. And it is a huge expense. So if you can get in on this and you need a cake like this, this is the way to go.
It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the theme cakes for me, that the Millennium Falcon was awesome.
Yeah.
I like seeing when people just do something different, right?
Right.
Completely different. And then you see almost texture in some of these cakes.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy who doesn't have a sweet tooth, I really enjoy the architecture and the creative side of the process.
Your mom is a wonderful cook. We know
yes,
this.
She makes phenomenal cakes.
Did she ever make you like a novelty looking cake? My mom made me a castle cake when I was
little. No, my mom was sweet, but I think she was also... because we were so foreign when we were kids.
Yeah. Well, she could have made you like a boat or a raft.
No,
cake.
She made for my birthday would fall near Easter, so she would make a cake. From scratch. God bless her. Right.
Right.
And
right.
She still would probably do it today if I would go home for my birthday.
Sure.
And it would be an Easter bunny.
Always.
Yeah. So I'd be a kid, and I'd have throw a party, and an Easter bunny would pop out. Even when I was like 13 or 14, having these parties at my house.
Well, by the time you're 14, could she like at least said it was like a Playboy bunny?
No, it was an Easter bunny. It was
clearly
so embarrassing.
Clearly.
And it was blue. Like I was a little boy.
Well, you were a little boy.
I wasn't. I was 14.
It was blue. Had you been a girl, it
would
have been.
We would have pizza parties and that blue cake would always show up, that bunny.
What?
Yeah, that's something I probably buried in the...
So she had a bunny mold, I'm guessing?
Yes, and she would use that bunny mold and make me a blue cake because it was near Easter. That's
funny.
That.
How big was it?
Oh my.
It was big enough to be embarrassing, and you can't say, hey, this isn't for me. And then she would take her little cake thing and write my name on there and my age.
Oh, the piping bag?
Yes.
Oscarito. How do you say 14?
You're so foreign. I'm 14 years old and I had a bunny cake at my pizza party. Like Godfather's
and it's
Pizza.
Blue. I love the fact that you say
blue.
So sad.
Here comes the blue bunny.
Yep. And I made you a cake, Oscarito. Thanks, Mom. Really embarrassing. Can we buy a new mold?
Oh, my God.
Something round, just plain.
Wow.
This year it'll be a horse. I promise.
I had forgotten about that.
Wow.
I probably buried it.
Did she ever decorate it with like jelly beans?
No.
Or empanadas?
Oh,
it was
themed for Easter every time for my birthday.
I understand.
So she was like knocking out two things, like our Catholicism and my birthday. She's like, I got this covered. I got this covered, God. I got this covered, Oscarito. We're good
sufficient.
To go.
How many, and you say this is a buried memory, so if you can't remember this.
Suppressed is probably the better word.
If you don't remember Ben Carson, I understand, but. How many years do you think you got a blue bunny cake?
Into my early teens.
So like every year.
There is a picture, and it looks very foreign. It looks very 80s.
Yes.
Because you've got that, you get that sheen on your prints.
Yeah, yeah, glossy.
Yeah, the glossy.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of me at a birthday party when I was in fifth grade.
Yes.
And I'm holding Transformers in my hand, looks so happy, staring at this bunny cake. And then there's a picture of me when I'm 14 going into high school and I look upset and there's pizza all around because we're with my friends.
Sure.
You know, all my guy friends, you don't really have girlfriends at that time.
Right.
And I look upset and the blue bunny cake, the same one that was there in the early 80s.
Yes.
Is sitting on the table.
I can so clearly see her wheeling it out. She's smiling and one of your little 14-year-old friends says, hey, Oscar, nice bunny cake.
Yeah. Man.
Mom.
I gotta talk to my therapist about this.
Madre.
Mommy. I can't believe I had forgotten about it. Thanksgiving, I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna demand an apology.
And you know what? That's when she's gonna bring out the pumpkin-shaped rabbit.
She'll have the flan.
Or the rabbit-shaped pumpkin, I'm sorry.
She'll have the flan just like she does every year. Flan.
Find that picture of the cake.
I'll bring it in.
We need to see that. Oh, too amazing. All right. Thank you, Oscar. And what's that email address one more time?
It's
I'm sorry, I'm sweating here.
Me too.
It's cakehunterscasting@gmail.com. Take advantage.
That's right. Everyone get your application
man.
In time for Easter. We'll be back after this. Oscar Rotzi on the other side of this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Waiting out in Shiny Town.
Hi. This is a random listener. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Wednesday, who knows, Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. I've been drinking a lot tonight.
It's funny and it's creepy all at the same time. Oscar, thank you for your bunny talk. And oh, Touch of Modern.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our friends at Touch of Modern. Be the trendsetter in your group. Would you like to do that? Would you like to be the cutting edge guy, the one that everybody looks to? How about that? It's easy to be that guy because the latest clothing trends and the newest products are available right now at touchofmodern.com. If you have not been to this website, I recommend it highly. You can surf all afternoon. They have new stuff every single day. We love touchofmodern.com. It's the place for products and stylings for your home, office, and closet. Touch of Modern connects directly with top designers for timeless and unique products at the best prices anywhere. touchofmodern.com, always cool, always changing, and we love it. Touch of Modern scours the globe for jaw-dropping tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, new and vintage watches, sexy home decor, plus men's fashion and accessories that are sure to get you noticed. I love Touch of Modern. It's a great website, and I want you to do this right now. Our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com.
Thank you, Mike. And now let us move without any further ado. It's Friday, and you know what that means. Blue Bunny Cakes and Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas,
yes.
Let's start off with some music.
Ah, very
Rob,
cool.
I love it when you do this. Let's jump right in.
Very
the
cool.
Hot 100 for this week.
I love
These
it.
Are the hits. Tell your kids you're hip. Let them know you know. At number five,
yes,
we've got Justin Bieber with "What Do You Mean." What do
you mean? I think you have to say "What do you mean?"
What do you mean?
That's right, because that's how he says it. Mm-hmm. And I thank God it's no more of him on Ellen, right?
Yeah.
That week is done.
Well, look, he's everywhere. His donger's everywhere.
Stop it.
All that guy has is success. I'm jealous. I can't handle it. But again, as success begets success, at number four,
yes,
Justin Bieber again.
No!
With Sorry. No, you're not. The man made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, he really did.
I'm not a fan of either of those songs.
What Do You Mean is instantly catchy, but it's not a good song. It will stick with you. This one, I have no idea why it's in the top five.
I do love number three.
Yes.
And it's The Weeknd with The Hills.
Ah.
Yeah, let this play for a little bit.
Okay.
This is still a hit.
I don't think it's as strong as Can't Feel My Face, though.
Yeah, I was on all summer on the Hot 100 list. All right, at number two,
yes,
it's Drake with Hotline Bling.
This is the song that Trump danced to on Saturday Night Live. So that's how I can make it relevant for people my age.
Drake can do no wrong. All he does is hit after hit after hit. Speaking of hits,
yes,
your number one song for the week is Adele with Hello.
No surprise. How are you? Song is everywhere. It's so typical. And you know what?
Beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. And it pains me to say it. She looks great.
Yeah, she does.
She really does.
Speaking of Hello, if you don't mind, you continue playing this.
Yeah.
She said hello to Apple Music.
Yes.
And said goodbye to Spotify. Adele, the latest to give her exclusive rights to Apple Music streaming service and leave Spotify altogether.
Go on. So you can only buy, so not on Amazon either then.
Yes. And this is what's
wild about this, because these are the streaming wars, right? We talked about label wars. This is a new frontier for music.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple Music, which launched this past summer, has really made strides, not just in its catalog, but what they are offering.
Mm-hmm.
And with the balance sheets the way you see, and I know I'm getting nerd-nicky, but that's all we're doing in business school. They have so much money that they could just wait out Spotify or buy them outright if they wanted to.
And they're going to end up with all the talent.
You can't compete. And again, you've got Beyonce, you've got Taylor Swift, and now you've got Adele, some heavy hitters. And we were talking about this before the show. Let's talk about number one hits and a book that I read this past summer called Blockbusters that says that there really is, it's as far as top heavy is concerned and record sales, there's a top-heavy list of just hit makers, and I think to your point, you said that in the 70s, there was a whole different layout.
And like in 1976, and I'm close if I'm not exact, I believe there was 39 number one records in the year 1976. In 2010, I think there were eight.
And that's 2010, people.
Yes.
What is it? What is it in 2015? We're going to have to find out, but you've got Justin Bieber twice in the Just Hot 100. And
by
the way,
twice in the top five.
Yes, all summer. The Weeknd was in it all summer.
Yep. Two songs up there. It's because the music and the, I think it has partially to do with the way Billboard is quantifying the hits. But I think that if they were more sensitive to downloads and digital access, it might not be that stagnant.
It's still the hits.
But they're still the hits.
Right.
And it's music is stagnating. And also, you know, there was another thing that you left out about Apple, and I hate to beat this drum all the time. Apple's the only place where you can download the Beatles. They got that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and so they really, they control everything.
All right. So,
I heard this about Adele. I wanted to say, did you know her management took away her access to her Twitter feed?
Really?
Too much drunk tweeting.
Ah,
oh,
that makes me like her a lot more.
Again, you can pick up the tracks anywhere on Apple, because they're not going anywhere else, right?
That's right.
Jeez. All right. You know what? It's competition, and they took care of theirs.
Yes.
Gwen Stefani, speaking of competition,
still hot.
Did you know she was 46?
What? She's older than me?
Yes.
That's not okay.
46 years old. I thought Miranda Lambert, who, by the way, I'll get to a Blake Shelton. They broke up, right?
They
were married. I thought Miranda Lambert was the same age as Gwen Stefani. Miranda Lambert's 31 or 33.
I'll use your phrase. She keeps it tight.
Yes.
Drum tight.
Let's say she's, and if you don't mind, Pony, looking that up real quick, because I hate to just throw ages out. I know that Gwen Stefani's 46. Regardless. So Blake Shelton leaves Miranda Lambert, right?
Right.
And it's been documented. And then today In Touch is alleging that Gwen Stefani at age 46, on the brink of the revelation that she's now dating her voice co-star Blake Shelton.
Right.
Is possibly pregnant. And that is alleged. They have a source. You know how these rags sometimes get it right and sometimes get it wrong.
Wow.
What are the odds?
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's an older parent like Mike O'Mara.
According to Google, she's 32.
Miranda Lambert? Split the difference. All right.
Wow.
So
still,
this is what really has to burn. While I would say Gwen Stefani, and this is usually the opposite goes down, where the man leaves his older wife for a younger model,
woman, yeah.
Right? No, he did the opposite. He left his younger wife for an older model.
Yeah, but you know what? That's like leaving a brand new Hyundai for a classic Rolls.
You said it.
Yeah. Rob Spiewak, two B's in Rob for when you send those letters, folks.
So moving on.
Please.
So I just want to throw that. I was like, that is interesting.
You know, wow. Good for you, Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And apparently, no one's even mentioned Gavin Rossdale from Push.
Now, I hear here that he was with the nanny.
Really?
Alleged, yeah.
Oh, where'd you get that?
From Carrie.
Really?
She heard it on the TMZ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
shame,
also,
shame. We know your name.
And also, meow, meow, Carrie Spiewak. She said, and the nanny is plain looking.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
Let's do one more.
Yeah, Bravo. By the way, if you're local here, there's a neighborhood in Montgomery County called Potomac, Maryland. It's got beautiful homes.
Legendary, affluent neighborhood.
Money. Old money.
Money.
The Real Housewives have now a series dedicated that is dropping ASAP on Bravo. It is The Real Housewives of Potomac, Maryland.
Wow, this on the heels of Atlanta and Orange County.
Yes.
And all of them, right?
And what's also fun about this, and I know that people are going to be pissed for one reason or another.
Right.
And you know why, and you should be ashamed of yourself, is that the majority of the cast is African-American.
How dare you, if that bothers you. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you,
I
Rob
saw a lot online when I said, is this still a big deal? Apparently it is. Wow. You know, African-Americans are wealthy as well.
That's true.
And not all of them have to be football players.
Here, here.
Get over it, people.
Yes.
And I salute Bravo for doing what they're doing.
Well, you say Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo.
Bravo.
So that is Oscarazzi for this week.
Thank you, O. Very cool. We'll come back with the final audio vault of the week right after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. This woman
is my destiny. Marriage. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. We love the people that support our bonus show. Really a terrific way to support the show and to get some wonderful uncensored content. It's the 2016 TMOS Bonus Package. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com, click the banner mark TMOS Bonus Packages, and get it today. Oh, by the way, did we mention it makes a great holiday gift for the TMOS fan in your life? Buy one for them and for yourself. The TMOS Bonus Package. It's what you want. And besides, you deserve it. Order it today.
What Mike said. Got to get that 2016 bonus package. The banner is up at our website. And if you're listening to this show, guess what? You're at our website. Click the banner, buy it, and gift it to somebody. We said it earlier, but it merits repeating. This is our end of the year fundraiser. Please help us out. We appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you in advance. All right. Open that audio vault. I don't normally hit this button. There we go. Nice. Smooth, Rob. Well done. When you're on Wheel of Fortune, I always thought it would be funny to be up there and guess the letters that no one ever guesses.
Cool.
Like Q, you know?
Yeah. But that'd be a fun move.
But this is someone who in the final puzzle actually guesses. That's not the final puzzle. It's one of the puzzles that one of their speed puzzles, right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually guess two letters, Z and X. Neither of them are up there.
Nora.
Z.
Say that again for me.
Z.
I love the fact that Pat Sajak says, what? Say it again. Z as in zebra?
It's
what?
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Nora.
Z.
Say that again for me.
Z.
Did you say
as
Z?
In Zulu?
You did say Z. Okay. No, there's no Z. Wonder what letter Nora was called.
X.
There's no X. Steve.
Following footprints.
Yeah, you got it.
Did he laugh at her?
Yeah, he did. He did.
What a dick.
Yeah, he is a dick. Did you say X? If you go on YouTube and you Google Leafs by Snoop. Now, I love the fact that, first of all, he doesn't pluralize it as leaves. Mm-mm. It's Leafs. Leafs by Snoop. You'll find his new product that is only being sold in Colorado, Oscar. This is sort of boutique marijuana products. Leafs by Snoop.
Leafs by Snoop is the premier cannabis brand by Snoop Dogg. Products include flower, concentrates, and edibles. Leafs by Snoop flower include 8 strains.
Now I got a question because I smoke a lot of pot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't. It's a joke. But are they saying flower like cooking flour, like Pillsbury, and that it's like flour infused with pot?
No, I think they're. It can't be.
Because you can't bake with it. It has to go in after the fact, right?
Right.
Otherwise, if you burn it, God forbid.
Where's Adrian? We need him.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I don't know enough about baked goods or pot to answer that question, but it's a good question.
You know what? This would be a great time for me and Adrian to have a confab.
4 indica dominant hybrids. 3 sativa dominant hybrids. And 1 high CBD strain.
Uh-huh.
Snoop Dogg personally selected all Leafs by Snoop strains for their aroma, taste, effect, and bud structure.
The bud structure.
The bud structure. And Snoop, by the way, did not do either of those.
He didn't do any of that.
No, God bless him. He's lending his name just like Willie is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, great job on the audio production. That's Snoop Dogg, Leafs by Snoop.
Leafs.
Have you heard of rapper Rich Homie Quan?
No.
Oh, yes.
You have?
No.
Okay. He is a popular rap singer, and he has a tattoo of Pablo Escobar.
Okay. And, yeah, the drug lord. Yeah. Why not?
And,
who doesn't?
You know, I think Pablo Escobar at one time responsible for about 3/4 of the cocaine distributed to the world.
Chess. And according to Knuckles.
But the
on
thing
Netflix.
Is that he got a tattoo of the guy, and he explains why.
I really think we're related. You know, I think me and Pablo are related. But nah, man, tattoo, man, just, you know, Pablo inspired me. One of my biggest idols. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody know he did a lot of bad. Well, to me, it's good outweighed his bad.
The word is bad.
He's so
it's
smart.
Okay to say it.
And then he's
bad.
Is there an X? Is there a Z?
But, what's going on?
He thinks, said S-O bar.
Yeah, he thinks that he and Pablo are related. So he
no,
got that.
Now, the tattoo, though, I think, look, I've seen worse tattoos, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to, like, and I've seen really, really tasteless tattoos.
Right.
If you don't know who Pablo Escobar is,
yes,
you're just gonna think it's some random like gentleman that influences life.
A random gentleman.
Yeah, because I don't think if we went to a mall right now or on the street outside of here, we'd hold that up. Not a lot of people would be like,
No, you're
that
right.
That guy does some carpentry at my like
it's as plain as it gets.
Yeah, it's just he doesn't have that face.
Yeah, I got him on TaskRabbit.
Yeah.
He's a plain gentleman.
You know, doesn't he own so and so landscaping? I can say that because I'm Latin.
Okay, good.
That's what happened.
Good. Later on, I'll make a Polish joke.
Thank you.
We were talking about Justin Bieber. He has 2 records in the top 5 this week. He was on Ellen every day this week, and it was all building
Bieber
up
week.
The fact that he was going to announce his new world tour, and he couldn't have done it much worse.
I'm actually going on tour.
Mm-hmm. Are you actually?
I'm so excited about that.
Thank you.
When will you start this tour?
I will start this tour, This is the only thing I had to remember. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Thanks.
Do you know?
Don't bail him out.
You can go to my website to find out.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm here to promote an album and a tour.
I know.
I'm not doing
it. All right, well, anyway.
His people are going to kill him.
Did the same thing, the exact same bit on Fallon.
Did he?
He was on there, and it was about his album dropping and what date it was going to be released. He didn't remember the date. And thank God, Fallon, he's like, do you know? He goes, I know. Fallon was prepared.
Fallon helped
and
him out?
You know what? I'd say Ellen was prepared as well, but she wasn't going to play that game with him.
No, you need, I mean, really, he needed to know one date.
One was his album dropping on Fallon, and the other was my world tour where I have to stack my bank accounts again because I feel he's made some bad decisions.
Exactly.
And you got to tell people where to buy your tickets.
And it's so great because she does not help him out. And you know what? That must have been a great, great meeting with his swag coach afterwards.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter. That's the guy's name. Yeah. That's it. You like pop music. And you know,
I love pop music.
No one is better than Taylor Swift. And I run into these every once in a while. This is, of course, her song Blank Space.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. Little different when it's done by Patrick Stewart, though.
Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn, rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my God, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause, darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
Wow.
Love the
lyrics. Fun.
Now, Sarah Silverman was on Inside the Actors Studio, and she's just finished a book called The Bedwetter.
Oh.
And she was promoting that. She remembered the date.
Last week's bonus show.
She listened to the bonus
show.
Stop
it, fellas. She actually remembered the date it was released. She did a great job promoting it. And they asked her, how did she motivate herself to get through the end of every chapter?
Cool.
Because writing a book is a huge undertaking.
You wrote in the book, it's shocking to discover that writing a book is mostly an exercise in masturbation.
Yeah.
Yes, I think our writers out there would appreciate an explanation.
Well, that could be taken figuratively. I meant it quite literally. That in writing, I found that writing was a series of rewards for finishing a chapter, finishing a page, finishing a paragraph. And those rewards would often involve self-pleasure, followed by a nap.
So think about
awesome.
That every time you read
awesome.
Something written by Sarah Silverman on the Bright Side Oscar, she never has to lick her fingers to turn a page.
Oh, God.
Gross.
That is not okay. I love her. She's great. Let's change the topic. Hey, look at that. It's the end of the show. Oscar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
Sitting in and doing
this. Thank you,
Pony. Thank you, Pony. Folks, if you want to get a part and be a part of our mailbag, I wish you would, send me an email, Rob with two B's. That's Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Or send it the old-fashioned way, The Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We'll be back with a brand new show on Monday. Mike will be back. Don't miss it. And most importantly, check out our wonderful bonus show this week with an interview with Kurt Rommel, who actually served aboard the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's a fantastic interview.
Very cool.
And we play a great TV game, too. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
And since Mike's not here, I'll have to say both bye-bye and so long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.